Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha from Daf Chav Zayin, is how do we make a Ruvei Chatzeros today, and why is it that many people today, from some of the friends and Talmidim that listen in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Eretz Yisrael, for example, in Ten Nachal Lachish, I live with Rabbi Jonathan Cohn, and we do not have an Ruvei Chatzeros, as well as halfway across the world, in Beechwood, Cleveland, where we learn with Josh Klarfeld, many buildings, I believe, we'll have to ask Josh, do not have an Eruve Chatzeros as well. What is going on when one makes an Erev Chatzeros? What needs to be used? And why is it that there are many buildings that Lechura should require a Eruve Chatzeros that many people are not careful to do it? And when, of course, is it required? The two topics run together because in our Mishnah we learn that there are all types of foods that could be used for an Aruve Chatzeros and Shitufe Mavos. Tosfos points out that in truth, Lahalacha, this statement of the Mishnah, the way Rashi explains it, is not correct. The Gemara later on Daf Ayin Aleph Amibes, says that when making an Eruve Chatzeros, you need to use bread. This is codified in Shulchan Aruch as well, and in the Mishnah Bura. In Simin Shin Pei Vav, Sif Katan Gimel, in the Mishnah Bura points out that we follow this Mishnah, anything could be used when we're making a Shitufei Mavos. The difference between a Shitufei Mavos and an Erev Chatzeros is the following. If you have an apartment building and a few of the apartments open up to a Chatzer, simply put, although not according to all opinions, the way in which you could carry in that general area is only through an Eruve Chatzeros. By the way, before we go on, today's halacha is assuming that we're talking about an area only with Jews who are Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. I realize I had said different areas around the world. Let us stay in the assumption that we're dealing with an area that's entirely residential with Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. We'll discuss in the future what happens if that is not the case. Our Mishnah follows, therefore, the position of Tosos, who says that you could use all different types of food when it comes to Shitufei Mavos, where it's not a chatzer that is joining together, but there are many roads, like a general small city that is not a Rishus HaRabim. The way in which one could carry is, if number one, there are appropriate mechitzos, and number two, the ones who are in charge of the Erev have to keep in mind that they need to designate and to be mezakeh the entire city with food that they all can partake in. The details of the Zikui we will discuss in the future as well, and that goes for the entire city. If there's been an Erev that's been done for the entire city, and that Erev, we pointed out, could be used with many different foods, the Rama writes that Shitufei Mavos works even for Chatzeros as well. This Psak of the Rama is found in Shin Pei Zayin. V'yesh omrim desomchin ashituf b'makom erev afilu lo nishtatfu ela b'yayin. Now we really appreciate the words in the Ramah, afilu lo nishtatfu ela b'yayin. In our Gemara we learned that b'chol ma'arvin u'mishtatfin includes certainly wine, it even includes everything up until water and salt. And the Ramah says, from the Rosh and the Mardechi, and this is how the Mishnah Berurah follows in Sifkatan Yud Beis as well, that once there is a Shitufei Mavos that was done on behalf of everybody in this community, then there is no need for Eruvei Chatzeros. That is why in Ramat Beit Shemesh, once there is a kosher Erev, it could be that every single political party needs to make its own Erev. That's why it's best to stay out of politics. This way you could be included in everybody's Erev. And therefore, there's no need on 10 Nachal Lachish for Rabbi Jonathan Cohn and Chaim Eisenstein to make their own Eruv Chatzeros because they are included in the Shitufei Mavos that was done by the Rabbanim of the city. Similarly, everywhere not only in Israel, but all over America as well. That the Rabbanim, when they are Zoche for Shitufei Mavos, they include, according to the Psak of the Mishneh Berurah, the other people as well in the Eruvei Chatzeros. If, however, there is no Shitufei Mavos, for example, my in-laws, may they be well, when they made an Erev Chatzeros in their house in Brooklyn, where they did not carry in the Eruv, following the Psak of their neighbor, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tar V'Das, Rav Belsky, who did not and does not carry in the Erev in Brooklyn, then, if one was not following with that Erev, of course, Elu ve'elu divre l'kim chayim, we've explained lots of reasons why one can make an Erev even in Brooklyn, the position of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was not to. So then, in such a case, they had a two-family home. In order to be able to carry in their chatzer, which they had rented out to others, an Eruve Chatzeros had to be made. Now, Tosfos points out that according to the Gemara later on, and this is how it's codified in Shin Samach Vav, you cannot use wine. Rather, what has to be done is you need to use lechem. Says the Mishneh Berurah, coming back to the same Mishneh Berurah in Shin Pei Vav, Siv Gimel, the difference between the two is that when it comes to Eruve Chatzeros, the Eruv over there is to show that we are joining together in Dira, that we share, that my in-laws were sharing the rented area with the Swerdlicks. The Swerdlicks and the Summers were now together, those two families were now together. In order to be Koveya, share Dira, it's not enough to simply share wine, but rather bread is also necessary. Hence, for Eruve Chatzeros, matzahs need to be used. So therefore, if someone is in an area that does not have an Eruv, then to make Eruve Chatzeros, where you join in all the people together, we'll speak about the Zikoy in another daf, then matzos need to be used, and wine or other foods would not be acceptable. As a long shot, maybe we could point out that this might be Rashi's defense to Tosis's objection. I say this Beloshen Ulai, the mitzvah to be Miyashev Rashi. Tosis points out that Rashi learned that you could use for Eruve Chatzeros all types of food. That's just simply not true. Mara and Ayin Aleph Amabez clearly says not that way. Maybe we could defend Rashi by saying, Bechol Ma'arvin Umishtatvin, that Rashi was talking like the position that we follow, that the Shitufei Mavos works both for the Mavui as well as for the Eruve Chatzeros. So in an instance where you have a Shitufei Mavos of wine, then that would work as well for the Chatzer, as described by the Ramah in Shin Pei Zayin and the Mishneh Berurah over there in Sifkatan Yud Beis. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos of what types of foods are used for the Eruve Chatzeros and Shitufei Mavos, and why many today do not make an Eruve Chatzeros because they are already living in an area that had a Shitufei Mavos done, and the Eruve Chatzeros is thereby included. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Chavzayin.